seem like my career was flourishing, and then all of a sudden I got lymphoma, and right after my chemotherapy on that and a miraculous healing from God, I was crushed by a Jeep in an accident that left me in a wheelchair for a couple of years, and I found myself, you know, in a different place where the people I was working for were actually worried that I could carry the load because it was such a large dealership that they fired me.
Oh, wow.
And I that was something that I did not see coming. And I got the most glorious, I don't know, advice from a dear Christian friend that day, because I was just, I'd been through all this illness, I'd been through, you know, all these years of trial. And now all of a sudden my career seemed on the downward side, and I was like, I just don't know where this goes. And so my friend told me, he said, Robbie, I know you're okay financially, and so why don't you go to God and just seek after him with something that you always wanted to find out about God, and spend a month doing that and see where that lands you as far as your career. You know, don't even think about your career. Don't even consider it, just consider God and go after him with your whole heart. And it sounded like wise counsel to me, and I took it. And I would still say some of the best I ever got. And I decided to study leadership in the Bible at that time. I really loved leadership. And so I just enthralled myself in leadership in the book of Matthew and several other places, Nehemiah. There are so many amazing leaders in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And while that was going on, after about a month, the phone rings from nowhere, and it's the zone manager from Chrysler there, and who says to me these exact words. He said, Robbie, we have no idea why they let you go up there in Winston-Salem. He said, but we never sold cars in Winston-Salem till you came to town, and so we want to figure out a way to put you in another store, and there's one that's not far from where you live in Mocksville, North Carolina, so if you would consider buying that store, you know, we would like to help you get Jeep and whatever else we could do that. And I said, well, number one, that's wonderful, but number two, I don't have the money to buy a dealership, and there is no way there's a Chrysler store within 15 minutes of my house. I was wrong on both counts, because he said, well, Robbie, we will help you get the money, whatever we need to do, because we know you can sell cars. And sure enough, there was a little bitty town called Mocksville, North Carolina, not 15 miles from Clemens, where I opened up Westside Chrysler Dodge Jeep about 8 months later. And that was definitely another chapter in the story of my life, and where I learned lots of things about the car business, but even more so about God. And that's where I was when I was called to do the Christian Car Guy Show.